Today I would like to share the message titled, If Christ Has Not Been Raised. In relation to mission, I want to share the gospel with you, which is good news. Turn to your Bible, 1 Corinthians 15, 12 to 19. Turn to your Bible, 1 Corinthians 15, 12 to 19. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless. And so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that He raised Christ from the dead. But He did not raise Him, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for letting us come to your place and worship you in the spirit and truth. Father God, give us your words and change our lives by your words. We give this service to your hands. Bless this service. And in each of our hearts, please let there be Christ as the resurrection of hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the South Pacific, there is a cluster of about 30 islands called New Hebrides. On November 20, 1839, a British pastor by the name of John Williams visited one of the islands to spread the gospel. But he was immediately murdered by the natives in the shore. After this incident, Pastor Harris visited this island for the same purpose, but he was killed 3 days after he arrived. Then Pastor John Gordon, his wife, actually John Gordon is a friend of William Carey in British, they visited New Hebrides again. They were successful in interacting with the natives, but they were murdered, this time by black people. After that, Pastor McLemore visited the island and spread the gospel for about a year, but he also was murdered. Brother of Pastor John Gordon visited the island to spread the gospel, and he had some success in translating the Bible into the native languages. However, he also is murdered by a man who trespassed into his home with an axe. Finally, Pastor Robertson took over the missionary work in New Hebrides. He was successful and effective. 40 years later, natives of all of 30 islands became Christians. Relentless Christian missionaries are still exploring and throwing themselves into unknown nations that have not been reached out yet. Even though sometimes it means sacrificing their lives for it. What motivated these missionaries to do such great work? Let's take a look 1 Corinthians 15, 12 to 14 again. Okay. Joseph, could you read for this? When Jesus was carrying the cross of the hill of Golgotha, where were his disciples that followed Jesus for 3 years? Who among the apostles were with Jesus when he was nailed to the cross, bleeding and suffering? Poor. Nobody. The apostles were able to see with their own eyes all the miracles, wonders of signs of Jesus. But as soon as Jesus was captured, all the apostles were afraid of getting caught themselves and hid in the area of Mark. In the famous movie, Passion of Christ, have you seen that? There is a scene that I can still clearly remember. While Jesus was carrying the cross, being whipped with a metal whip, Peter watches Jesus hidden in the crowd. All of a sudden, someone shouts, "This man was with Jesus." The look on Peter's face when he denies Jesus, saying, "I don't know that man." And the peaceful look on the face of Jesus is the sin that I cannot forget. And also, this sin was the sin that really hit me hard. Do you remember that sin? After that, Peter denies 2 more times. And then he weeps when he hears the sound of loose crying. The sound of Peter's weeping rang through my ears as I was preparing this sermon this week. However, do you know how much these fearful disciples transformed afterwards? Okay, let's go. James, son of Zebedee, started spreading the gospel 10 years after the death of Stephen and was stoned to death. Philip was whipped and sent to jail. In the year AD 54, he was crucified. Matthew was spreading the gospel with Pathia in Ethiopia and was killed with a spear in Nevada. James was stoned at the age of 94, resulting in brain damage and ultimately died. Matthias is not very well known apostle disciples, but he was stoned in Jerusalem and was murdered by decapitation. Andrew spread the gospel in many nations of Asia, but was caught in Edessa and was crucified. Mark was killed by a method where his flesh was torn from the body in Alexandria. Peter, as you may all know, was crucified on an inverted cross where his head was pointed on down the ground. He felt he was not noble enough to die in the same position as Jesus. Jude was crucified in Edessa in the year of AD 72. Bartholomew was also crucified while spreading the gospel. Thomas, doubting Thomas, who had to touch the wounds on the body of Jesus Christ to believe his resurrection, was spreading the gospel in Pania and India, where he was pierced with a spear by other religious leaders and died. I personally have been to the tomb of Thomas in India. Currently, the tomb is barren and dirty because nobody took care of this. In a nation where Hindus and Islam coexist, the city where Thomas' tomb is, it is the only city with visible crosses around the town, which made me realize that Thomas' blood was not in vain. Luke was spreading the gospel before he was hanged on an olive tree. Simon was also crucified in the year of AD 74. Apostle Paul, he's not direct disciples of Jesus, but he was murdered by decapitation. I will shorten it due to the time. What transformed the lives of these apostles? It was because they met Jesus, who resurrected from his grave. Before they met Jesus, who has resurrected, they were just apostles, only by name, not by heart. In verse 20, could you read for verse 20? Brothers and sisters, are you living a life that is born again? In the Gospel of John, verse 12 to 24 says, "Very truly I will tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. We must fall to the ground and die. We must become less." Next slide. He's our Southern Baptist missionaries, actually Korean missionaries, who was called to serve in Kazakhstan a few years ago. One day, gunmen entered his house and murdered his wife. Although difficult, missionary Han went back into the land of Kazakhstan to serve again. Let us not forget the painful tears of this missionary. Jesus taught with a sermon on the mount in Matthew 5. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who are mourned, for they will be comforted." Let us look at one last slide. The story goes like this. Could you read my microphone?
I was wondering about the name of Jack Kelly, as the story tells how he was reporting the tragedies of Somalia. This happened when the team of reporters was in the capital of Somalia, Mogadishu. This was during a severe famine. When the reporters entered this one town, the majority of the people of that town were dead. At that time, the reporter found a small boy. He had bug bites all over his body, and he had a swollen belly due to malnutrition. His hair color had turned into a reddish color, and his skin was as if he was 100 years old. reporter gave an apple to the spy, but he was too weak to even hold on to it. The reporter cut the apple in half and gave it to the boy. When the boy received the apple, he gave thanks to the reporters and walked towards the empty town. The reporters followed the boy into the town, but the boy did not realize it. When the boy entered the town, there was a small child lying on the floor as if he was dead. His eyes were completely shut. The small child was the boy's brother. The boy kneeled before his younger brother, and he took a bite out of the apple that was given by the reporters. He chewed the apple and opened his younger brother's mouth, and then gave it to him. After, the boy helped his younger brother chew the apple himself and swallow it. The reporters found out that he was doing this for his younger brother for over 2 weeks. 3 days later, the boy died of malnutrition. However, his younger brother survived in the end.
This is the true gospel that you and I must spread. In our lives and estate, we must find the lost sheep. Please remember this. This is the best way to please God. We have to see, we have to meet Jesus Christ. We have to see the scar of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we should be able to see the Jesus scar on the cross because He loves us so much. He shed his blood, His last blood.